The Science of Getting Rich, Attracting Financial Success Through Creative Thought, by Wallace D. Wattles, read by Beau Bridgewater. Chapter 3, Is Opportunity Monopolized? No person is kept poor because opportunity has been taken away from him, because other people have monopolized the wealth and have put a fence around it. You may decide not to engage in certain kinds of business, but there are other channels open to you. It would probably be hard for you to get control of any of the great fuel and power generating companies, but alternative energy forms such as solar energy and electricity produced through wind and other natural forces are businesses that are still in their infancy and that have great potential. It will be only a few years until there are new systems of communication and transportation, electrical cars, space travel, microwave transmission, etc., in very different forms than now envisioned. These will develop into great industries which will give employment to hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of people. Why not turn your attention to the development of these businesses instead of competing with the big conglomerates for a chance in the business world? It is quite true that if you are a worker in the employ of a power-producing plant, there is little chance of you becoming owner of the plant in which you work, but it is also true that if you begin to act in a certain way, you can soon leave the employ of the power company, buy a farm of from 10 to 40 acres, and engage in business as a producer of natural foodstuffs and organic products, or you can go into hydroponic cultivation, the growing of plants and nutrient solutions, which produces high yields in small areas. There is presently a great opportunity for men and women to organically cultivate small tracts of land. You may say that it is impossible for you to get the land, but I am going to prove to you that it is not impossible, that you can certainly get a farm if you will go to work in a certain way. At different periods, the tide of opportunity moves in different directions, according to the needs of the whole and to the particular stage of social evolution which has been reached. At present, in America, it is moving toward decentralization and toward industries that can be decentralized. Today, more opportunity is open to the organic and herbal farmer than to the office worker. More opportunity is open to the businessman who works in the field of new energy forms and ecologically sound endeavors than to the executive on the corporate treadmill. There is an abundance of opportunity for the man who will go with the tide instead of trying to swim against it. Office workers, either as individuals or as a group, are not deprived of opportunity. The workers are not being kept down by their masters, by the powers of big business and the conglomerates. As a group, they are where they are because they do things in a certain way. When it begins to do things in a certain way, the working class can become the master class. The law of wealth is the same for it as it is for all other groups. Workers will remain where they are as long as they continue to do as they do. The individual worker, however, is not held down by the ignorance or the mental slothfulness of his class. He can follow the tide of opportunity to riches. This book will tell him how. No one is kept in poverty by a shortness in the supply of riches. There is more than enough for all. A palace as large as the Capitol at Washington could be built for every family on earth from the building material available in the United States alone. Under intensive cultivation, this country could produce enough wool, cotton, linen, silk, and food to cloth and feed each person in the world. The visible supply is practically inexhaustible, and the invisible supply really is inexhaustible. Everything you see on earth is made from one original substance out of which all things proceed. New forms are constantly being made and older ones are dissolving, but all are shapes assumed by one thing. There is no limit to the supply of formless stuff or original substance. The universe is made out of it. But it was not all used in making the universe. The spaces in, through, and between the forms of the visible universe are permeated and filled with the original substance, with the formless stuff, with the raw material of all things. 10,000 universes can still be made, and even then, the supply of universal raw material will not be exhausted. No person, therefore, is poor because nature is poor or because there is not enough to go around. Nature is an inexhaustible storehouse of riches. The supply will never run short. Original substance is alive with creative energy and is constantly producing more forms. When the supply of building material is exhausted, more will be produced. When the soil is exhausted so that foodstuffs and materials for clothing will no longer grow upon it, it will be renewed or more soil will be made. When all the gold and silver has been dug from the earth, if human beings are still in such a stage of social development as to need gold and silver, more will be produced from the formless. The formless stuff responds to the needs of humans. It will not let them be without any good thing. This is true of man collectively. The race as a whole is always abundantly rich. If individuals are poor, it is because they do not follow a certain way of doing things which makes the individual man rich. The formless stuff is intelligent. It is material which thinks. It is alive, and it is always compelled toward more life. It is the natural and inherent pulse of life to seek to live more. It is the nature of intelligence to enlarge itself, and the quality of consciousness to seek to extend its boundaries and find fuller expression. The universe of forms has been made by formless living substance, throwing itself into form in order to express itself more fully. The universe is a great living presence, always moving inherently toward more life and fuller functioning. Nature is formed by the advancement of life. Its motive is the increase of life. For this reason, everything which can possibly minister to life is bountifully provided. There can be no lack unless God is to contradict himself and nullify his own works. You are not kept poor by a shortness in the supply of riches. I shall demonstrate a little farther on that even the resources of the formless supply are at the command of any man or woman who will act and think in a certain way.